When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? It's estimated over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. To save, visit HealthLock.com today.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal's second date update.
There are good friends and there are bad friends. A bad friend will be like, hey, I know someone that you should go out with. They're really cool. I think you guys would have a great time. That's a bad friend.
Bad?
A good friend will go, hey, you should take this girl out. She hasn't been with a dude in quite a while, and I'm pretty sure it's a sure thing. That's a good friend, and that's the kind of friends that Tyler has, who wants to do a second date up with us today. Right, Tyler?
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, that's right, man. How you guys doing?
Good. According to your email, your friends sent you out with this girl named Liz because, quote, she hadn't been with a dude in a while.
Oh, geez, really?
And they were telling you it was a sure thing.
I mean, she's a really cute girl. There's nothing wrong with her. It's just, you know, I think she just got into a rut.
She's got both eyes, both legs,
yeah,
matching set of arms.
Breathing.
She's got it all.
Yeah.
But so she hadn't been out on a date in a while, and your buddies told you that, hey, man, this is probably going to be a home run if you decide to play in this game, right?
I mean, I knew it was going to be a single at least.
Okay.
But, yeah, it ended up being a grand slam.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Nice!
You know what I mean.
Mm-hmm. Started out just looking for base on balls and then got a grand slam.
Right.
All right, so you obviously hooked up. I mean, I don't need you to get into all the details. Like, I don't want to know about, like, everything that happened, but how'd the rest of the night go?
Well, I mean, it started out really cool. I mean, all my buddies were there. Their girlfriends were there.
Like, cheering you on in the room? What?
No.
Wow. Wait, you mean they were filming you?
Well, like, really good friends.
Or anything. No, we met at a bar and.
Oh, okay. Oh. You're talking about the date. Sorry, I was still thinking about you and her in the bedroom.
Oh, gosh.
Man, you guys.
Sorry, we got dirty minds over here.
So you guys hung out at a bar. Everything was cool. Obviously, the date went well.
We kind of separated ourselves from the pack, and we ended up heading back to my place. And, you know, I mean, it just seemed like we really enjoyed ourselves. And
so if she were to write a Yelp review about the experience, you'd get like 3 stars, and it was satisfactory, you think.
Right, exactly.
Is there anything that you can think of that went wrong and would make her not want to go out with you again?
There is one thing, you know, I don't like to share the same bed with women when I sleep. You know,
okay.
So I kind of set her up on the couch, you know, once we were done.
Dude!
I know a friend, he used to do the same thing. He would not sleep with a girl in his bed at all.
Yeah, but you give them the bed, though, and you take the couch.
At least you give her the couch and not the floor.
Yeah, that's true. Hey, you can sleep on the foot of the bed.
Yeah.
So, okay, that obviously, I mean, I'm not a girl, and if you and I hooked up and you told me, hey, go sleep on the couch, my feelings would be hurt.
Yeah.
Did she look upset, though, when you told her to do that? I mean, I would figure if you said that to a girl, she'd probably be mad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was so tired, so I don't really know. I do know that she was gone when I came back out into the living room.
Yeah, so I'm going to tell you now, she really might have had her feelings hurt by that. especially after being like in a vulnerable position of just having slept with you.
Mm-hmm. The thing is that beyond the sexual situation, I really like this girl and I'd like to have something beyond what we experienced.
Right.
I could see myself dating this girl.
Just not sleeping in the same bed.
Oh, no, no, no.
Yeah, I mean, that's out of the question, but okay. I do see us like going to a movie or sharing a pizza together.
And how many times have you tried to get a hold of her?
I've been calling her maybe once a day. You know, I've texted her.
She's probably just angry with you. That's what I think. All right, we're going to play a song. Come back, call her, and get your second date update, all right?
Thanks, guys.
All right, hold on.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal in the mornings. Second date update.
I am going to take a big risk here and say the reason that our second dater, Tyler, is not getting a call back is because he would not let the girl that he hooked up with sleep in the same bed as him. Big risk, I know.
Big risk.
Wow, controversial.
Yeah, I know. I'm going out there on a limb. But if somebody said, hey, you're good enough to, you know, do things with me in my bed, you just can't lay next to me, I'd be offended.
Yeah, I think we all would.
All right, Tyler, are you about ready to give Liz a call?
I'm ready.
Okay.
Do you have anything prepared that you're going to say to her, if that is the case, to apologize, I guess?
Yeah.
What are you going to say to her?
Well, I'm going to let it be a surprise.
Oh, that means I don't have anything prepared.
Yeah,
so.
It means while the phone rings, I'm going to think of something to say.
Thanks.
All right.
Yeah, I'm winging it.
Okay. We're going to give her a call right now so we can get her on the phone and get your second date update. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Liz, please?
This is Liz.
Hey, Liz, how are you? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning on Moving 92.5.
Oh, okay. Hi.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm good. What are you guys calling about?
I'm calling you because somebody emailed us to do a second date update with you. What's the last date you went out on? What was the guy's name?
I went out with this guy named Tyler.
Bingo.
Yeah.
Tyler liked you a lot, and he wants to know why. He says that he's called you a bunch, and you haven't been responding to anything.
Oh, my God. What did he tell you?
He said that you guys went out with some friends to a bar, ended up going back to his place, did what animals do.
Oh, God.
Are you kidding?
No.
What an asshole! He told that to the freaking radio?
Yeah, he didn't say it like I did. He said it less creepily.
No, he used baseball analogies. Oh, that's not less creepy. Yeah.
He said that...
There's a girl that... Thank you for having my back.
Oh, yeah, I'm with you.
You know, Liz, he did tell us one thing. He said after you guys did what you did, he wouldn't let you sleep in his bed and like told you to go sleep on the couch because he doesn't like to sleep with people in his bed. And I guess that that's the reason you weren't calling him back. I said you were offended by that and were angry, and that's why you left. Is that right?
Well, there's more if you guys want to hear more. He apparently blabbed to the radio.
Absolutely. Put him on blast all you like.
Yeah, we love that.
Well, he's right. We did get romantic.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Romantic, that's a better way to put it than I did.
Way
thank
better.
You. Thank you. Where's the ladies at in the room? They know to be a little more classy about it.
Should have a job in broadcasting. That's good. Okay. So anyway, continue.
So then, you know, it's like intimate. And then he was like, here, he set me up on the couch. And I was pretty offended and disappointed by that. So that was weird.
Okay.
But I was like, I'm just going to try to sleep and, you know, I'll wake up and leave. But then I heard this beeping, like a weird beeping, and it was coming from his room.
What?
So at first I was like, maybe it's a smoke alarm, but I walked into his room, and he's like out. He's just dead asleep. And the beeping was like coming from the bed, and I pulled back the covers, and there was like this speaker on the side of his underwear, and that's what was beeping.
His underwear were beeping?
I don't get it.
Yeah. So I had to go home and Google it, because I was like, that's weird, like robotic. So I go home and I Google it, and it's like piss your pants underwear. It's a pee pants alarm.
Are you serious?
No, those way. Exist.
Those are a thing?
It's supposed to wake you up so you don't kiss yourself and sleep on a puddle.
Oh my gosh, Jubal is so jealous right now.
One, I want to get some of those, and two, that is amazing. So you saw that he was...
It didn't work for him. Maybe he needs to set his alarm on higher.
Oh, man. This is humiliating.
Liz, that is Tyler's voice.
Yeah.
On the other line, he was, of course, listening.
Oh, my God. You creep. You did not... This was going to be your secret, and you decided to call the radio. So, congratulations, Piss Pants.
Piss Pants Tyler. Oh, we got a new nickname, guys.
Tyler, I had no idea there are beeping underwear to wake you up if you've wet yourself. That's cool news, but does that happen to you often?
I can't believe you guys are making fun of my affliction.
Because you're a preschool freak.
This is ridiculous.
You're a bedwetter. You are an adult freaking bedwetter. Did you wear diapers to our date? Like when you took me out, were you like sitting in like crunchy plastic diapers?
I'm gonna get off. I gotta get off.
No.
Oh, come on, Tyler.
I'm sorry.
Radio on me.
Goodbye.
No, Tyler, come on.
Goodbye.
Hey,
Tyler, we want to know about your pee-pee problems.
Yeah, we're not making fun of you, dude.
I am.
Tyler, are you there? Tyler?
No.
Oh, come on. Tyler.
No. I think Tyler hung up.
Oh, no.
You know what, guys? If you can't take it, don't dish it out. I don't feel bad at all. I'm pissed.
Liz, you destroyed him.
Yeah, you might have been a little harsh, Liz.
Come on.
He called the radio on me. I was going to take this secret to my grave. I would probably tell a friend or two, let's be honest.
Yeah.
But if he's going to call and like call me out about like what I do on a first date, then... All right,
Liz, thank you very much. You know, normally I would ask if you want to go out on a second date with him, but he's not on the phone anymore, and I'm guessing you don't want to go out with him anymore.
Mm-hmm. Bubba bing, you're correct. No, thank you. I don't want to be someone's mommy, and plus I don't want to, like, wake up and be pissed on while I sleep for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
Hey, some people are into that.
Yeah. I'm just really excited to know there are beeping undies. I got to get some of those.
You really do.
Why are those a thing? Like, I feel like if you've already peed yourself, you're in it for the long haul. You might as well sleep until the morning
that's
and then
true.
Deal with it.
Nobody wants to be woken up by that.
Hey, that's why I didn't wake him up. You guys, I am nice. I was like, he's already sleeping in it. So I won't wake him up and be like, hey, weirdo, you sleep in
it. Right? You didn't want to embarrass him on the spot. Yeah. Just later on the radio.
Yeah. Hey, because he asked for it.
Liz. Thank you very much. I think that we're going to start a new award just because of you. This is the second date of the week. The best second date of the week.
Yay. Second dater of the week.
What? Yeah. I won an award.
Yes, you did.
Yes. I turned around real fast. I was mad at the beginning. Now I'm on fire. I feel like I could go be the president.
Brooke and Jubal in the morning.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those, too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.